On today's show, a look at some of the unveils from the Detroit Auto Show, the North American Car and Truck of the Year winners are announced, and why Ram is succeeding since it split from Dodge. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 12th of 2015. And let's start off with some of what we'll see at the show. VW revealed a new CUV concept called the Cross Coupe GTE, which offers a glimpse at the production version of a new midsize SUV that will debut next year. The concept is equipped with a plug-in hybrid powertrain, a 3.6-liter V6 gasoline engine with two electric motors, and it's able to travel up to 20 miles on electric power. The 5-seat CUV also offers a look at VW's future interior design as well. Last year, Jaguar unveiled a crossover concept called the CX-17 at the Frankfurt Auto Show. It got such positive reaction from customers that the company just confirmed it'll bring that model into production. However, it will be renamed the F-Pace. Jaguar didn't offer up any details on it, but it will go on sale next year. And in related news, JLR announced it's going to offer diesel versions of most of its lineup in North America. The Range Rover and Range Rover Sport will be the first models to be equipped with its 3-liter V6 turbo diesel. With that engine, the SUV's combined fuel economy is estimated to come in at 25 mpg, which is over 30% better than the V6 gasoline engine. And make sure you watch our coverage of the Detroit Auto Show. John will be on the floor of the show checking out the latest reveals and interviewing the top executives with their new cars. Just check out our website, autoline.tv, throughout the day to see the latest updates. Still to come, the winners of the North American Car and Truck of the Year are announced, and Buick unveils a new flagship sedan.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
If the "that's not a Buick" lady doesn't think the new Regal looks like a Buick, wait until she sees the new concept from the brand. Called the Avenir, which means future in French, it's a large all-wheel drive sedan powered by a V6 engine that's mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. The exterior was designed in Australia, and we here at Autoline think it looks really good. The rear end does have a bit of an odd look to it, but I'll hold on to those reservations until I see it in person. While the exterior was designed in Australia, the interior was designed in the US, and it too takes the inside of a Buick to a whole new level. It just has a cleaner, less busy look to it. All in all, we think this suggests that Buick could be getting a flagship sedan bigger than the LaCrosse. Well, the votes are tallied and the results are in for the North American Car and Truck/Utility of the Year. On the car side, the Volkswagen Golf took home the top honor, beating out the Ford Mustang and Hyundai Genesis, while the new Ford F-150 nabbed the Truck and Utility Award over the Chevy Colorado and Lincoln MKC. I can't say I'm terribly shocked by the winners, but it was surprising to see them win in such a deciding fashion. And coming up next, why Ram has enjoyed spectacular success since its break from Dodge.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
As we told you last week, ever since Ram was separated from Dodge, the brand has taken off. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by the head of Ram, Bob Hegblum. And in the following clip, he tells us why Ram is succeeding since its split.
What it allowed us to do from the Ram standpoint is truly focus on what the customers were asking for, not only on the retail side of the business, but also on the commercial side, where we could really focus on those needs of the customers and then deliver those attributes to them. And, you know, when we were together with Dodge, there was always a little bit of inner struggle there because Ram always wanted to be bold, powerful, and capable. You know, we're the truck brand, and The car guys had a different concept. And so when we did separate, and you can get a single voice with Sam Elliott, who, you know, is just incredible. You hear his voice, you recognize it, and now people recognize Ram with that voice. And it's really helped by having that, you know, separate identity.
Bob also brought the new ProMaster City small van into the studio. So if you want to learn about that and other Ram product, check out that show on our website, autoline.tv. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.